All the beautiful women, make some noise. Little brown girls, trace circles and gray misty mirrors to cover the image that flinches because her vision is conditioned by the system. Painting red lips under green eyes so when the first guy pays her a little attention, she pays him a little pussy. Not realizing we're raping the way we're living if we allow outside influences to persuade decisions made on our physical condition. Flipping through the latest issue looking for an image to transition into because someone that lacked confidence in their individualism told her eccentric wasn't beautiful. The anorexic sister in the magazine is the role model for how she wants to be seen because no one told her superficial is temporary. No one told her morning reflection she's carved from the beautiful red clays of Georgia, molded by the yellow-orange rays of the sun. Bodies bent naturally like the Mississippi River, kept fresh and moist by the tropical rains of the Amazon, bearing fresh and ripe fruits of the earth, but neglect has left her to spoil. Rot in the droughts of Tennessee, standing in the bathrooms of broken homes, hoping to attract the reactions of men with blushing foundations, when Mac is making Africans careless. Like the deserts of the Sahara, makeup cracks midday, leaving her self-esteem shattered on playgrounds, in nightclubs, and smeared on pillowcases of strangers she's known for years. Young brown women trace circles in gray misty mirrors, putting fingers down our throats and purposely miss meals. We're tearing up our insides to try to fit in on the outside when fitting into parasucos doesn't make you invincible and makes you vulnerable. Relying on someone else's validation to make your life worth living when the best love is self-love. When we relax and become comfortable with the spirit that metamorphosizes inside, your glow will be compared to sunshine. So many times we ignore the quiet voices in our head to pass compliments to strangers we don't even know. But what we don't even know is you may have been the first one to tell them, sister, you're beautiful. Or your eyes sparkle. Or sister, you're fine. Because you never know if you're seeing them for the first or the last time. We tend to pull back every time someone smiles or tries to make eye contact. Afraid to let people read where our confidence lacks. Elderly brown women trace circles in gray misty mirrors, covering their grays with dyes, using creams and lotion to try to smooth out lines. Erasing traces of wisdom, pinching, tucking, and lifting. Parts that have hung low with experience because no one told them. Their breasts now hold milk that we replenish the earth in their eternal rest. Hips widened to make resting places for grandchildren. Listen to stories of the Angola 3, a midnight summers in a porch swing. No one told them the real gift is losing physical sight to protect your souls and witnessing the tragedies women fighting for liberation will suffer in this life. Tonight, we realize the search for physical beauty comes from how comfortable we fit in our self-esteem, and the only genes we need have been passed down in our bloodstream. The only paint we need on our face are the tribal stripes of warrior women and the intricate details of a mask painted for a wedding. Tonight, women of all shades will trace circles in gray misty mirrors comfortable with being natural because I was told we have nothing to make up for. Thank you. Thank you so much.